That was how each showing of Stupid F***ing Bird started and ended, with screams. The play was put on during Welcome Week by Sit and Spin Productions, an experimental student theater group. The show drew out hundreds of students and amassed raving reviews, such as, "It was a really sick play. It was awesome." Sophie David: "The birds were really stupid f***ing. The actors were smart. Abstinent. Good mix." Gavin Schaub: "Raw. Electric. Human all together at once." Theo Gyra: "I feel like I can't put into words. Like, that was a pretty stupid f***ing bird." Jeff: "Behind the awesome, smart electricity of this show was a group of students who cared deeply about what this show meant. According to producer Cormac Callanan, the purpose was love."
We picked the show because it makes the cast, the team, and the audience reflect in their life on how they have experienced love. To make you think about love in your own life is very powerful. And that's something that, like, I did a lot of through this process, and it was very healing. And the inspiration for doing it was to also give that opportunity to everybody who would interact with the show in any way.
Stupid F***ing Bird is an adaptation of Anton Chekhov's play, the sequel. The original, which was written in 1896, may feel removed from today's generation, but to director Declan Collins, the adaptation is poignantly relevant.
This adaptation of it makes it what I felt to be so relevant for, like, audiences of our age, because it's all about unrequited love, and it's about ambition, and it's about family relationships, and it's all these things that all of us deal with, and it really centers on how these characters, like, love each other in crazy ways, in complicated ways, in all different kinds of ways.
However, it's doubtful that many of the audience members knew the depth of the play going in. Many were probably drawn in by the show's unconventional marketing campaign. The bright yellow posters and the Instagram account the reviews from the beginning of the story were pulled from are a creation of sophomore James Hisanaga.
My producer, Cormac Callanan, is my, like, roommate, one of my closest friends, and we were able to put together a team of really uniquely talented individuals that were, like, contributing their job, but also were contributing to such an amazing atmosphere that was rooted around this play. And I think that it was an experience where even, like, James Hisanaga, who was running the Instagram, was also doing hair and makeup, was also doing fundraising, was taking on so many jobs. And not only were they delivering on all of those jobs, but I felt like they also had such an investment in the play and, like, really connected to the material. And I felt like, because we all were really excited about this story,
it was this sort of effort, this investment into the show, that made Stupid F***ing Bird what it was. Designers added elements from their own lives.
Our sound designer, she grew up in a very forested area and walked a lot in the woods. And so when she was called to the sound, we had a lot of bird sounds and ambient sounds of birds that she recorded in her woods that she walked in at home.
Students took on four different roles and the audience responded in kind.
When we opened, we had 150 people there, which is also, like, crazy abnormal for a show. And you could feel it right away. Right away, the people were there and they were really present. And I was just blown away by how powerful the show was when the cast had the opportunity to interact with the audience.
And like, I think that what's awesome is we had a lot of people see this play, and I think that because it's kind of kooky and it's kind of offbeat, like, it found its niche audience, and I think it really resonated with people. And our Instagram, our social media just ended up being, like, this really kooky thing where we just, like, kind of post whatever. So I was like, why should we stop?
The most recent post from the Stupid F***ing Bird Instagram was on October 22nd, with information on what song from Taylor Swift's Midnight album each character would be. So in the words of Declan Collins, it's safe to say that
Stupid F***ing Bird lives on, as it should, as it should.